Hello and welcome. Welcome to another day of Walking Workout. I'm Coach Michelle, your walking coach, and I'm ready to give you another 30-minute walking workout. Are you ready? I hope you're ready. And guess what? Today's workout is coming to you from somewhere in the United States, in a little country where there are roosters. Roosters right now. So it's morning for me. Don't know if it's morning for you, but I'm going to give you some morning sounds if it is in the evening. But if it is morning where you are, then here's a little extra morning sound to get you going. All right, everyone, let's get our pedometers set, our watches set. We are going to begin our 30-minute walking workout right now. Okay, and as always, the first 5 minutes of our workout, we're warming our bodies up. We're getting our bodies ready for this amazing workout. Are you ready for an amazing workout? I'm ready to give you an amazing workout. We're going to move fast. We're going to get through this workout in 30 minutes, leaving you feeling accomplished, leaving you feeling like you just came out, did your workout, and you are now fit and ready to start your day, or ready to wind down for the evening. Complete day. How is everyone feeling? Hoping everyone is feeling great. Hoping everyone is hydrated. Hope you have comfortable shoes. I also hope that you're in a safe area, or perhaps you're on a treadmill. But wherever you are, be safe and make sure that you are focused. You're being intentional about your health. I need you to be completely focused right now on getting your workout, getting all that you can out of this 30 minutes that we are going to spend together. That's right, I'm going to be walking with you. So whatever you're going through, know that Coach Michelle is right here walking with you. Now, as always, before you start any new exercise program, make sure you check with your physician. You want to make sure your body is able to do what you're asking it to do. And for pardon me, we've got sounds that we're hearing, a little extra sounds this morning, but as long as you're focused on me, focused on getting your workout, we're good. So we are warming up, and as I always tell you, first 5 minutes, we want to get our muscles warmed up. Make sure you're moving your bodies, your legs, everything. We're walking through, and we're going ahead, and we're getting ready to make sure that we're doing heel toe. That's right, we want to do heel toe as we're walking, and we want to go ahead and move those arms forward and back as we get the body going. This is a 30-minute workout, but we're going to get our heart rate up in that 30 minutes. That's how we truly know that we're giving our bodies the cardiovascular workout it needs. If you can talk during this workout, when we get to the parts where we're moving quickly and you're having a complete conversation, guess what? You're not going fast enough. If you can sing, if you start singing during the workout, guess what? You're not going fast enough. We want to focus on breathing. We want our breathing to be effective, efficient. We want to make sure that we're breathing naturally. So please, if you're talking, you're taking away from doing that. So it's very important that you're focused, that you are being intentional about this workout. You only have 30 minutes. Well, let that 30 minutes be about you and your fitness, and make sure that you're getting that going. If you have more than 30 minutes, then by all means, do an hour and focus on, again, being intentional about the workout. But I don't want you to take away from your workout by having a conversation and getting distracted, because then you're not really getting the heart rate up to the desired rate that's going to burn calories, give your heart a good workout. So with that said, how's everyone feeling? We're at 3 minutes, 42 seconds. So we are really getting into our warm-up. First 5 minutes is our warm-up. So we're warming up. How do you feel? Hope you are hydrated. I will always say that, because it's important that we have hydration so that we're able to get through the workout, especially during months where it's very hot. I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but whenever it's hot, you want to drink a little more because you're sweating more. So make sure you are hydrated. And hydration doesn't start when you're going to do an activity. Hydration happens throughout the week. So hydration is important. And comfortable shoes that are proper shoes for walking. You want to make sure your feet has everything, has the support it needs, and has the padding it needs, the cushion it needs, so that as you're walking, you're not concerned that your feet aren't safe. We want to be safe. Safety first. Okay, everyone, how do you feel? We're at 4 minutes, which means we have another minute of this walking workout. Hope you're feeling great. I am so excited. Do I say that all the time? Perhaps I do, because I am. I love walking, and I love walking with you. So let's get going. If you are someone that's not always excited about exercising, well, you're at the right place, because I'm gonna get you excited. My excitement is going to come through, and it's going to energize you. But I'm also going to give you tips on getting motivated, encouraging you, things you can do for your personal encouragement, so that those days when you really feel like you don't want to exercise, you will do it. And I've got plenty of podcast episodes that you can tune into where you'll find some of those tools and to encourage you, to motivate you, because I know it's hard, especially working parents, working moms, working dads. It's very difficult, even if you aren't a parent, but you're working and you have life that you're doing. It's hard. We're prioritizing work schedules, we're prioritizing family members, friends, things that are important to us. But the one thing that we usually put to the side is prioritizing the time we need, whether it's for just a mental health break, or you're relaxing, you're taking some time to do nothing and relax your entire body and mind. Whether it's that, or whether it's just physical activity like we're doing now, where we're taking dedicated time to work out our bodies, work out our muscles, work out our stress. So all of those things sometimes get in the way, and I completely understand. That's why I will always, always encourage you to be intentional about your health, and remind you, because you're worth it. Before you can take care of anyone else, you have to first take care of yourself. Always, always remember that. A healthy you is the best you for someone else. Okay, guys, we are at 7 minutes, which means we are well into our workout. Let's go, guys. We're going to pick this up. We're going to pick this pace up. I want you to pick it up. We're warmed up. We're going to move our arms. Yes, that's right. We're moving our arms. We're moving our legs. We are walking. We are walking with intention today. That's the theme of today's walking workout. Walking with intention. What does that look like? That looks like we are really moving through this workout like we're being chased. That's right, because we are being chased. We're being chased by bad health. We're being chased by bad behaviors. We're being chased by priorities. We're being chased by all of these things that prevent us from getting a workout. So let's think about it that way today. Let's think about being chased by all of these things that prevents us from taking care of our bodies, our physical bodies, our mental health. And because we're being chased, we're going to walk like we're being chased. We're going to walk very fast, because if you think about when you're being chased, you don't want to get caught. In order to not get caught, you are going to move very quickly. So that's what we're doing today. We have in our mind, we're putting in our bodies, where we are giving ourselves the thought of being chased like being chased by all of these things that stops us from working out. We're moving today like all of those things are directly behind us, and we're going to outwalk it. We're outwalking it today. We're moving and outwalking it. Make sure your arms are going forward and back. Forward and back. Let's go forward and back. Make sure that heel goes down and then toe follows. Moving forward and back. We're moving as fast as we can. And our goal is 30 minutes, 2 miles in 30 minutes. We always aim for 2 miles. Why do we aim for 2 miles? So that we can get the heart rate up. We want to make sure that we are moving as fast as we can through this workout. So perhaps your goal is 1 mile. Goals are very specific. Our goals will be related to our own personal fitness levels, our own personal health. Everyone is in a different place. So I want you to make your goal realistic to you. Perhaps you've never walked before. This is your first time walking. This is your first time walking with me, Coach Michelle. So if that's the case, your goal is just to complete the 30 minutes. Maybe that's what your goal is. Or maybe you're gonna try to complete 30 minutes, 1 mile in 30 minutes. Or it could be a half a mile. Whatever it is, we celebrate you for being better today than you were yesterday. That's the common goal we all have. That's the only goal that we all share. Being better today than you were yesterday. However, we're gonna keep this pace at 2 miles because we want you to have a goal that you need to achieve. And if you've been walking with us for a while, or perhaps your fitness level is higher, then you may want to try to get this 30 minutes done in, or this 2 miles done in less than 30 minutes. Maybe you want to go 2.5 miles in 30 minutes. Whatever it is, we're here to support you. I'm here to support you. And right now, we're at 11:42. 11:42, 11 minutes, 42 seconds. If you're pacing with Coach Michelle, then you're at 0.77 miles. So I pace you. I let you know what I'm doing and get you to get to where I am. So yes, I'm telling you you're being chased, but I'm giving you some numbers. Focus on the numbers. Focus on what I'm saying so it'll give you that drive to get faster than you're going. Faster than you go. So we're almost at a mile. And that's where I'd like you to be. If you've been walking with Coach Michelle or your fitness level is where it's ready for this, I'd like you to be at 0.82 right now as we are heading 12 minutes. So come on, we're gonna keep going. We are gonna keep moving through this workout. How are you feeling? If you are thirsty, I want you to go ahead and take a sip. Don't drink, we're just taking sips. Drinking too much, you may end up with a little cramp, or it'll just completely upset your stomach, depending on the time of the day, depending on what's going on with you. So taking a sip is all you need. Keep going. Make sure you're breathing. Remember, I'm talking, you're walking. So I want you to focus on walking. I want you to focus on moving through as quickly as you can, making sure you're breathing. I will do the talking. If you're able to talk, you are not going fast enough. If you're able to sing, not going fast enough. Remember, I will always say that because I want to remind you that we're here to work out. You're here to work out. And my job is to get you what you want. And you want good cardio health, good fitness. And that's how we're going to get it. We're going to get it by being intentional. Intentional about our time together, walking. How do you feel? Come on, we're going to kick it in. Right now, We're at 0.93 seconds. 0.93 seconds, and we're at 14:06. 14 minutes, 6 seconds. Let's kick it in, guys. We are kicking it in because our goal is to complete 2 miles in 30 minutes. Make sure those arms are moving forward and back. Forward and back with the arms. Come on, forward and back. Breathe. You got it. I'm here with you. I do these episodes on the go. I'm actually walking because I want you to know that I'm with you. I understand. Understand how hard it is. I understand that you're having to take some time and move. And so I want you to know there's someone with you doing the same thing. I hope you know that I am here to walk with you. Okay, did you hear that? That's 1 mile. We're at 1 mile, you guys. That's right. 1 mile. And we're at 14 minutes and 55. Now we're at 15:01. And we're a little over a mile, 1.02. So we are halfway through the workout, halfway through our miles, halfway through our goal. So we are getting there. 30 minutes may sound like a lot of time, but it really isn't. And that's what I want you to know. That's why I came up with these 30-minute workouts, because I heard a lot of you say that I don't have time, I'm too busy, it's just, there's so many things going on. And I wanted you to know, in 30 minutes, here's what we can do. And I also want to start those habits. I want to get you going with good habits, habits that you can expand on. So if we start with 30 minutes, 5 times a week, you may be able to grow that to 45 minutes or to 1 hour, 5 times a week. The goal is to get started. And 30 minutes is a great place to get started. It's a great way to get your heart rate up in just 30 minutes. And believe me, you can. With our walking workouts, you can. So if you haven't, check out the other podcasts. And the ones that have been listening, thank you. I'm so happy to hear that you enjoy it. Keep commenting, letting me know how you feel about these walking podcasts. But I can tell you're listening, and I can tell you're walking. That's the most important thing. Getting everyone out, walking. Getting everyone healthier. That's my ultimate goal. I'm a walker. I've been a walker. I'm a race walker. I'm a power walker. So I love walking. And if I can bring my love for walking to you, do it in a fun way, do it in an interactive way, as much as I'm not physically with you, but doing these podcasts, walking with you, is interactive. So I'm hoping that you're finding value in these walking workouts as much value as I find in doing them for you or with you. Is it for or with? Well, again, Coach Michelle, sometimes with this walking and talking, I'm just all over the place. But I want you to know I'm all over the place with you, getting you ready for it. A fit day. How about that? A fit day. Okay, guys, here we are, 1.23, and we're at 16 minutes, 7 seconds. We're going to pick it up again. Let's pick it up again. Come on, guys. Our goal is to really get the heart rate up, so we're picking it up again. I want you to really move right now. If you have been getting a little slow because you've already been walking for 16 minutes, okay, you may be thinking, oh wow, this is feeling like a lot. No, this is the part where your body's warmed up, your body's energized, your body's ready to go a little faster. So I want you to go a little faster right now. You can do it. Make sure your heel strikes the floor first. Heel and then toe. Heel and then toe. If you're on a treadmill, same movement. Take those arms and really move them. Sometimes the treadmills have the arms that you can use for safety. If you feel you need those, by all means, go ahead. But if you're someone that does not, I want you to take those arms and really move them. We want a complete body workout, meaning your arms, your legs, everything's moving. Go ahead, pull that stomach in. Make sure you're pulling the stomach in so we have a nice straight posture. No leaning over. We don't want your back bent over. We don't want that arch. We want good posture. This way, after you're completed this workout, you won't be in pain. If you don't have the right form as you're walking, you'll find it'll be very painful after you're finished, perhaps tomorrow or immediately after. So let's make sure that this 30 minutes, while it's not long, in proper form, can be a very long 30 minutes of putting your back in a position that is not safe for it. And of course, when we're done this workout, you guys are going to stretch. Want to make sure you stretch for, I would say, 5 to 7 minutes, because stretching is a great way to avoid injuries. And after stretching, after warming up, before stretching, after. How do you feel, guys? How do you feel? Are you feeling good? We're at 1.43 miles and 20.45 seconds. Let's keep going. Let's make sure we're breathing. How do you feel? If you are thirsty, go ahead, take a sip. But you shouldn't be thirsty because you've been hydrated. But if you feel like you need a sip, take a sip. Perhaps you're sweating a lot. Keep breathing. Keep moving. We are being chased. Remember, being chased by all of those things that prevent us from taking care of our bodies, from getting the workout that we need. But we're not letting them catch us today, because we are moving through this workout. We're going to take full advantage of the 30 minutes we have together so that we are able to finish this workout and feel accomplished. Again, 2 miles, 30 minutes, but your goal is specific to you. I don't want you to get caught up in what everyone else's goal is, because it's a very specific thing. So right now, you should be at 1.52 if you're pacing with Coach Michelle, which means halfway through. But if you're not, then you should be where you need to be, which is faster than yesterday. So let's keep going. Let's keep moving. Let's keep breathing. Let's go ahead and continue to move through this workout, because I know you can do it. I know you are so excited to be here with me. You thought you were going to exercise alone. No, you're not. I'm here with you. I'm walking with you. I'm moving with you. I'm feeling it all with you. And guess what? I'm being chased as well, because like you, I have all of those things in my life that prevents me from getting my workout at times. So sometimes you have to fight through. Sometimes you have to tell yourself that while those things may not be immediate physical danger, like it's not like we're being chased by someone that's going to harm us immediately, but over time, those things can hurt us. If we're not getting our heart healthy, over time, we can develop diseases, cardiovascular diseases, that can be preventable with better health, better nutrition, better fitness health. Some things we cannot avoid, but some things we can. So we want to go ahead and be intentional about the things we can avoid. And remember, it doesn't shield us from diseases when we practice proper nutrition and proper physical health. Doesn't always shield us. I know there are times where you have people who do all the right things and they still end up with diseases. However, more times than not, it helps our bodies prepare so that we're able to battle those diseases stronger. We're able to recover faster. So I want you to always be mindful of that. And just like anything in life, we are not always able to avoid things, but being prepared will make it easier. And I want you to remember that. Remember that there's things that we cannot control, but what we can control, we want to control. And the one thing we can control is how we take care of our bodies. That is within our control. And you may need help with that. Perhaps me encouraging you is not enough. Perhaps you need someone physically there with you, or perhaps someone holding you accountable. Whatever you need to get that done, I want you to do it. That's all part of, or that's all within your control. Where are we, guys? We're at 1.76, 25 minutes, 46 seconds.
I didn't get that.
Okay, guys, keep going. Let's keep going. Keep going, guys. Keep going. We're moving through. Apparently, Siri decided to show up with us as we are using our pedometers. Technology, it can be great, but at times it can be a little invasive. But we're not going to let that stop us. We're moving through today. Come on, guys. Come on. We're almost there. We're moving. We are getting through. Oh, I am enjoying being outdoors. And I will remind you, anytime you can work out outdoors, I want you to go for it. So if it's winter where you are right now and you're not able to, that's something to look forward to when spring comes. Because spring is coming. You can work out outside. You can be outside and experience nature. Sometimes just that helps motivate you. So if you're struggling to work out because you don't enjoy working out indoors, look forward to that. But guess what? You have to do it indoors so you can prepare your body for that outdoor workout. You don't want to wait until spring to start, because then you're starting at zero. And remember, it's easier to go from 1 to 2 than 0 to 2. You get where I'm going? I'm sure you do. Keep going, guys. Keep going. Keep going and move on through. Keep going so that you're able to get this workout through and get your bodies ready to go and feel good about your walking. Come on, you got this. You can do it. You are doing great. You are doing wonderfully. We're at 1.92, 27 minutes and 36, 30. Even Coach Michelle has lost her time, but I know it's 27 minutes, guys, and we're at 1.92, so we are heading there. We're getting close to our 2 miles. We're doing it. I want you to keep moving. We're doing it. We're doing it today. We're doing it together. We are doing it. I hope you're feeling good, because we're going to get through this. We're getting through this today. Make sure that stomach is pulled in. I want to make sure we have good posture. Come on, pull that stomach in. Let's move those arms. We're getting to 2 miles, or maybe it's 1 mile, or maybe it's 1.5 miles. Wherever you need to be, we're getting there. We're getting there together. This is the part in the workout where we're going to move through. Guys, we're almost there. You've been walking for over 28 minutes. 28 minutes. You're almost at 30 minutes. There it is. We did it. We got to our goal. Don't stop, because we haven't gotten to 30 minutes. This is a 30-minute workout. But I want to remind you, if you're pacing with Coach Michelle, you're already at 2 minutes. You're already at 2 miles. 2 miles. But we're going to keep going, because 30 minutes is what we need to do. We need a 30-minute workout. 30 minutes is what we came to do, and that's what we're going to do. We are almost there. We are almost there. Can you feel it? Yes, you did great. I told you you could do it. And you are doing it. You are doing great. We're at 29 minutes. So let's make it count. We're less than a minute to go. Less than a minute to go, guys. 29, 19, less than a minute to go. So come on, move through, move through. I want you to really move through. Pump those arms, get those going. Come on, guys, you can do it. I know you can, I know you can. Let's go, come on, let's go. We are almost through, almost at 30 minutes. Come on, how fast can you go? Maybe the goal was 2 miles. Maybe you achieved that 2 mile goal. Maybe you've achieved that 1 mile goal. How much more can you go over that? How much more can you give? Remember, we're being chased. They're not getting us. Not today. Not today. And not tomorrow. We're going to keep moving through. Sometimes you don't feel like doing it. Those are the times where you are going to fight harder. Because when you fight through those days, the other days will be easy. We are at 30 minutes. Woohoo! Great job. Great job to you all. Great, great job. Hope you feel great. Hope you feel accomplished because you did amazing. You committed to a 30-minute workout. You gave it your all. You got your heart rate up. You are being intentional about your health. You're worth it. Thank you guys again for tuning into the podcast, for tuning in to your health, what your body needs, and taking the time to do the best you can to take care of yourself. Hope you are feeling great about that decision because it was a great decision. One of the best decisions you can make. These podcasts, again, 30 minutes. The goal is 2 miles. We're getting that heart rate up. Hope you are enjoying it. Thank you always for coming. I want you to go ahead, cool down, continue to cool down. Make sure you stretch at least 7 to 10 minutes. Give your body a great stretch. Stretching is very important. And we tend to forget. We get through the workout and we forget. Go ahead and stretch. And you can stretch now. You can stretch now and also later. So I want you to go ahead, stretch, and finish off with a great meal. Represent your color. Colorful plates. Also focus on keeping the saturated fats very low. Go ahead with heart healthy fats. Fats that are better on the body, such as your omega-3s, your olive oil, maybe your avocado oil, and go with your lean meats, such as your fish or maybe plant-based protein, your nuts and seeds, legumes. Take care of your body. Don't forget the whole grains and drink plenty of water. Limit your sweets. You've heard it all before, but I want to remind you because I want you to make that decision to change what you can about yourself, what you can do, what's in your control, how you eat, that's in your control, how you take care of your body, in your control. So I hope you're going to have a great day and focus on what you can change and change. The other things, don't worry about. They'll take care of themselves. So I hope you have a fantastic, fantastic day. Or if it's evening, have a fantastic night. Get great rest so that you're prepared for the next day. Thank you again and again and again and again for tuning into the podcast. And as always, don't forget, keep walking.